Okay, I want to bring on our next guest. I am so excited to talk to Joe Paleo because, first of all, he is we're practically related. And the reason why we're related is he is the head men's and women's cross country track and field coach at Rutgers University. One of the greatest schools that was ever created, because that's where Dr. Fitness went. And but he's in the Camden, New Jersey campus, and he wrote a book, and we're excited to have him on the show.
Does he teach it? He's the author of the Shaffron Wing of the school.
It's the author of Running. He's the author of Running Anatomy, and we're excited to have him on the show. Joe, welcome to the show.
Fellas, how you doing?
Doing really well. Now, Joe, today our theme of the show today is we've talked a lot about running. And you're a guy who knows a lot about running. And in your new book, you go into a lot of details about exercises to do for running, running technique, overuse injuries, lots of things out there. Tell us, what are some of the biggest mistakes people do when they get started in running, and some of the things that they don't do completely to make sure that they don't get injured and stay injury free.
A lot of runners are type A personalities, and they use the logic that the hard work that they exhibit in their careers, their families, is going to be applicable to their running. So the more they do, the faster they do, the more intense they do it, the better they'll become.
Right.
And it's basically counterintuitive. The more patient you are, the more consistent you are, the better you ultimately will become and the more enjoyment you'll get. It's sort of the tortoise and the hare effect. So my first thing with people is, instead of wanting to be really fast, go really far, just learn how to run. Enjoy it for the running's sake, and if you can learn appropriate form, the fitness will ultimately follow, and then you'll really enjoy your running.
Now, when you talk about form, what are some of the things that people need to know about how they should run in terms of foot strike?
I was with a personal client yesterday who her whole reason for wanting to hire me was that she didn't know how to run. And, you know, it's laughable. I mean,
right.
This is a grown woman who's almost 40 years old who doesn't know how to run. But realistically, what she's saying is she doesn't have any confidence that the way her body moves is effective as a runner. So she asked me to evaluate her running form. I took her to the track. I watched her body position, the way she carried her arms, the pronation or lack of pronation of her feet, and sort of identified a few things that we could work on to get her form a little better. You know, years ago, I didn't work much on form, and I met a swim coach and said, well, we spend half of our practices every day just doing form drills. Why wouldn't you do that as a running coach? And then the light bulb came on.
Right.
And I was like, well, that's absolutely makes sense. So now we do a lot of form running.
So when you say you do a lot of form running, this is actually the person has to be, they have to really think about how they're actually, their foot is striking on the ground, how their arms are moving. It's not something you just say, I'm just going to do it, and magically I run correctly.
Some people are blessed, you know, they're just those genetic freaks who can do it effortlessly.
It's like the fat guy. The fat guy is genetically – he has long shins. I don't know if that's of any benefit, but he has legs like that are
– like a gazelle.
From the knee to the ankle, he's all shins, whereas me, Dr. Fitness – my legs are about the size of two, you know, like I have very short, thick legs.
But very muscular. Mine are thin and light.
Right. Yes.
Well, that whole phenomenon was explained to me anthropologically, that the thicker the legs, the more hunting you actually did back in the day.
You're a hunter.
I'm a gatherer.
I'm sorry. The thinner the legs, the more of the hunting and chasing down the animal. The thicker the legs, the more of after the animal was killed, you dragged it back.
I'm the hunter.
You're the dragger. I dragged the animal. They needed me to drag it back. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Both of you served a very specific purpose.
But the hunter was more important, everyone knows.
if that's what you want to go with, that sounds great.
Now, when it go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So from a form standpoint, everyone has their own body type, and we're not symmetrical. So our bodies move differently, and we have to address that when we evaluate each individual. So for some people, the things that I talk to them about form-wise may not be appropriate for someone else. But on the whole, specific body position with a slight lean forward at the waist, relatively erect through the pelvis area, which has become a big discussion point amongst most coaches and exercise physiologists from an injury standpoint.
Okay.
good foot plant. These are really significant in appropriate running form.
Now, what about foot strike? We hear a lot about people that are trained to like strike with the heel of the foot, and there's been more talk about less striking of the heel and more of the on the forefoot. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, this is a real hot button topic now amongst running coaches, exercise physiologists, and it's now even filtered down into the running public due to the publication of Chris McDougall's book,
right, Barefoot,
Born to Run.
Born to Run, right, right.
So basically the premise of a lot of that book was that the traditional heel-to-toe strike, where your foot gently pronates or sometimes violently pronates at the mid-stand,
right,
is not really the best way for human beings to run. I would disagree with a large part of that statement and the fact that some people are absolutely meant to heel strike and then have their foot go through the traditional foot gate. Other people are not. Other people are actually meant to midfoot strike, and a small percentage are actually meant to forefoot strike. Again, it's the confirmation of your body. We're all different. What we need to find out is, given what the natural way that you strike, if you're getting injuries, can your strike be tweaked so that you have less injuries? So ultimately, we're getting to the position where you can run without being hurt.
Right.
And that's the goal of a running coach or, you know, anyone who's involved in trying to get someone to run fast or run injury-free.
Now, why is it that so many people suffer from their arches dropping as they age or when they start to run more and more and the need for corrective supports are added? Why is it that the arch is collapsing on most people?
Well, my hypothesis, I actually owned a running shoe store for 10 years and was on the International Advisory Committee to New Balance's running specialty department. So we sort of helped them with devising shoes and whatnot. We talked about this a lot, but there's a lot of factors. A lot of the second running boom, the people who populate it, tend to be bigger. They're heavier. They're
right.
less active than the 70s runners who tend to be whippet thin and run really fast. And we're a little more efficient on, you know, running.
Right.
So these people need more support. Well, the weight on their arch, you know, your arch works as sort of like a cantilever. So basically they're putting more weight on that spring. And, you know, you're going to end up with some problems. And you match that up with poor training habits. If people who want to run marathons who aren't remotely trained well enough
right.
to attempt a marathon. Also possibly picking the wrong footwear for their biomechanics, and you have a recipe for, you know, potential injury.
Now, before we get off the subject of the footwear, you know, we just talked briefly about the there's definitely this move of moving to these minimalist shoes where the Vibram Five Fingers, people are out there running barefoot or as close to it as possible due to this book, Born to Run by Chris McDougall's information that he has in that book as well. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think about that? And in terms of how this is going to affect people and their feet?
Well,
I
actually address that in our book on page 165. I do a whole chapter on footwear construction.
Yes.
With subheadings on orthotic construction and then barefoot running. And my take on it is that barefoot running and minimalist running is a wonderful supplement to running training. It will never be a substitute for running training for the majority of runners. But to supplement it as a way to strengthen your lower extremities, meaning the muscles, tendons,
right.
ligaments below your knee and in your foot, I think it's a wonderful technique. However, it has to be used appropriately. It can't be jumped into too quickly. You can't do too much volume. And you need to be wise about it that, you know, if you, let's say you are carrying extra weight, you are putting a lot of stress on your arch and, you know, the bones in your feet. Just need to be really temper your enthusiasm and just add it gradually.
Right.
You know, instead of rushing ahead and just making that your way you run, add it to your running program and see the effects it has on your body.
Right.
And if it works pretty well, you may want to try more. And if it doesn't work well, you might eliminate it.
Right. And
be an experiment of one with your own self.
And maybe check out the different surfaces, too, before just going on the cement. You may want to go to grass and
gravel. We have
people
that love running on tracks because the track is 400 meters, so they can parcel out their energies. They know exactly how far each lap is. Other people love trail running where it's the entire opposite. You're really not – you don't know how far you've went or how fast you're going because you're going up and down hills on a regular basis.
Right.
So you need to, again – and I would say a mix of soft surfaces – even hard surfaces to let your muscular skeletal system know that you are running on a hard surface, and if you race on a hard surface, it's specificity of training. You're training your body for that specific event.
Why do you think that runners always look like they're not having fun and are in pain.
They don't. That's not true.
They do.
It's a ploy. They want you to think that.
I agree. I think a lot of people are in pain. I was just at the track a couple of days ago, and I saw a group of women runners coached by a woman who was not a coach. She was just a runner. And she literally was beating these women into a mess in the name of getting them in shape. So I think a lot has to do with they're trying to do too much. They're not capable of doing it. And yet when they're done, they feel runners feel a satisfaction of having pushed themselves. The problem is you do that too often, you're going to be injured and you're not going to be running at all, and you're going to really be unhappy. And so by taking it easy, it goes back to my first point. By being patient, doing it gradually, following an intelligently designed program that isn't beating you up, you're really going to enjoy it, and you will have a smile on your face when you're running.
Now, what about strength training exercises for running? What are the things that you recommend people need to do what most people lack in their running program?
That was the ultimate premise of our book. Human Kinetics basically said to the co-author, Dr. Milroy and I, we want you to design strength training specific to runners that's intelligently designed and that they can perform relatively easily without a lot of bells and whistles. So that's what we were taxed with. And what we came up with, I think, is phenomenal. But we addressed it. The new issue is in strength training is the core and the posterior chain.
Right.
And back in the 30s or 40s, podiatry deemed that all the injuries runners had were because of their feet. Okay, so
Right. Basically
everything was from once you hit the ground, what your feet did caused the chain of events up to your hips.
Right.
Now the whole idea is pelvis alignment. Is your pelvis aligned due to your core? And that is now where a lot of our book is spent. We do every body part, but a lot of it is spent on the core and aligning your pelvis so that you can help eliminate injuries. But we also deal with every other body part in the book, as well as deal with some common running injuries and ways to avoid them, and if you get them, ways to strengthen your body so you won't get them in the future.
Right. And what about anything that you can say before we go in terms of overuse injuries? Any quick tips that people need to address
overdo it.
No, I know.
I think it goes back to the first point is if you're patient, you don't get overuse injuries. My college team, we've been fortunate. We don't have injuries because of my knowledge about strength training.
You went to Rutgers. That's why.
That's like the greatest school.
I didn't go to Rutgers, but I'm the benefit of Rutgers education because I'm constantly around their educators.
Oh, you see that? See that, Lee?
It's the Ivy League of the non-Ivy League schools.
Correct. That's what we promote ourselves as, exactly.
Well, you've done so many different events over the years, and you've done some marathons as well and multi-sport events?
I have. I've actually tried everything as a guinea pig. One of my premises as a coach is I need to understand what I'm coaching.
Right.
So I've pretty much done everything. I've done ultra marathon. I've done marathon. I've raced on the track. I've done triathlons, duathlons, and most of it at a high level. Because I know how to coach, I can actually train myself. And I have a pretty good base, like genetically, I'm relatively gifted. So I can train. I'm a decent athlete, so I can train myself well. And
you seem like a very modest guy. Have you ever done a Muddy Buddy?
I've never done a Muddy Buddy, but the big things up here are these mud runs now.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm
and
saying.
And they're huge. People love it as a participation thing. It's actually not really a running event per se.
I think it is. You're running.
Well, the thing is,
there's running involved. It's a running event, by definition.
The fat guy and I did one once, and they thought the fat guy was an elephant, so they actually called in the wildlife experts to catch him.
It
because,
was not good.
Yeah, it was not a good thing. But anyway.
Was it fun? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, well, we love these things. Let's put it this way. I love him. The fat guy hates him. He's not a big fan of any of these.
Well, he gets tired of carrying me. That's the problem.
But we have a tandem bike.
He's got
Joe.
Those big, thick legs. And you'd think he'd be good at carrying me, but he isn't.
It's a lot of resentment. I blew out one of his knees when we were playing racquetball one day. Things haven't been the same. But
I can understand why that would not be a good
Well,
thing.
The book is called Running Anatomy. It's by it's out by Human Kinetics, and the author is Joe Paleo. He is with us today, and we really appreciate you coming on the show. Joe, do you have a website that people can go to for more information? If they let's say I need you as my running coach, is there a website we can go to get
just
you?
Call Rutgers. They haven't paid.
Just call Rutgers University and just haven't paid.
They'll probably want to take a little off the top. So the best place to reach me is I have a website. It's www.philadelphiarunningcompany.com. It's my coaching and event production company that I do in my spare time when I'm not coaching Rutgers or the U.S. Marine Corps.
PhiladelphiaRunningCompany.com.
Correct.
That is the place I'm going to go. I'm going to call you, and when I'm up in Philly, because I will be there, I'm going to look you up, and I'm going to get you out there. You're going to see my running form, and you're going to say, What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, it's left, what are you right, doing? Not right, left. Get it right.
To help you.
Joe, thanks so much for coming to the show. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, and I thank you for having me.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Take care.
See you, fellas. Bye.
That's Joe Paleo. He wrote the book, Running Anatomy. Go check him out at PhiladelphiaRunningCompany.com. Check out the book at Human Kinetics. It's in your bookstores right now. It's at Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere. Go get it. And when you're online, or when you're online, check out our website, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. No more fat kids. We're done with fat kids. We want only active kids, and we want happy kids. So go to our website, check out our new book, and it's there. And also go on Facebook and become one of our friends.